The Princess of South Beach is available in English and in Spanish. This is the English episode. Si quieres el episodio en español, regresa al feed y selecciona el episodio con el título en español.
Yo soy la auténtica, hermosa, famosa y simpática. Sin duda la más carismática. Soy la Princess of South Beach. Yo soy idéntica.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach, we found out that Maria del Carmen, a poor orphan who grew up in a convent, is the long-lost twin of the rich and famous and beautiful and charismatic Gloria Calderon. That's me, obvi. And after an entire life without knowing the other one existed, my long-lost twin and I managed to meet for a short, tragic moment when I, Gloria, drowned after crashing my boat into a sea boulder. I know, tragic. Now, Maria del Carmen is waking up the day after the accident, and no one in this world knows that she's taken my place.
Good morning, mi amorcito querido. Can I come in?
What a strange dream.
Oh, did you have that lobster hands dream again?
Ah! Who are you? Where am I? What's going on?
Amorcito de mi vida, calm down, okay? Everything's all right. Maybe you're still a little shocked by the accident. It's me, your Raulcito, and you're my Gloria Warrior.
I'm your... Gloria, what?
We'll keep workshopping the nickname, it's okay. But you're safe and sound here in your home. There was an accident. You crashed your boat.
The boat? Yeah, the boat sank, and I tried to save her.
Oh, my Gloria, Gloria. I know you love that boat like a daughter. You've always been a proud boat mama. But we couldn't save her.
Huh?
It's a miracle that you're alive. I thought I had lost you forever. Amor, forgive me. It's all my fault.
But your fault?
Obvio. If we hadn't gotten into that silly argument, you wouldn't have gotten so upset and rage-driven your boat into that sea boulder. And none of this would have happened. It's my job to protect you, and I failed. I failed you. I let you go into the ocean.
No. Don't cry. Don't cry, Ramon?
Raul,
exactly. Look, this is all a big misunderstanding. I'm not who you think I am.
I understand, mi amor. Okay, it's like Dr. Phil always says. We have to love people for who they are, not for who we want them to be.
What? No, look, I'm not being metaphorical.
I know who you are, okay? I know you better than anyone. You're the love of my life.
Wait.
Just let me kiss you once more and you'll see, okay?
But...
Wow!
I know, Kitty, I know. A kiss like that you only see in fairy tales. Because that is the kiss of true love. An everlasting love like none other.
Oh, I get it. This is a prank show, right? No one talks like that.
What?
Where am I?
At your house. Don't you recognize it? The windows, the floor? Now, come on. Everybody's dying to see you.
Everybody? Who's everybody?
Well, the public, of course. The paparazzi have the house surrounded. Those vultures. But I mean, your family, silly Billy.
My family? This is the moment. The moment when Maria del Carmen could have told the truth. In her head, she could hear the voice of the nun who raised her. Hermana Claudia.
Everything that is done in darkness will eventually come to light, Maria.
Like every other orphan, Maria del Carmen had always dreamed of meeting her real family. And with the possibility of finally getting what she dreamt of all those years, she couldn't resist.
Yes, let's go and meet my family, who I, of course, remember, because they're my family. But I'm still a little out of it, because I think I might have temporary amnesia. Yes, because of the accident. So maybe you can remind me of their names and their relationship to me and their relationship to each other and where one might be able to find a bathroom.
Of course, amor. I'll be your flashlight in the darkness, your translator at the UN, your GPS after taking the wrong exit on the highway.
Okay, your, thank you so much for those very creative metaphors, Rodrigo.
It's Raul. You keep saying it wrong.
This house belongs to my family?
For generations, amorcito. Your family has lived in La Casa Rosa for almost 100 years.
What's the point of owning so many properties if you're not going to live in the best one, right?
It's so luxurious. We must be millionaires.
Millionaires. You're being serious? No, of course not. You guys are billionaires with a B. Your parents are the wealthiest couple in the whole state of Florida.
My parents?
Luisa y Esteban Calderon, the king and queen of South Beach.
Then that would make me...
The princess. When that's how all the papers call you. The princess of South Beach. Very catchy.
The princess of South Beach. Oh, what's up with these portraits? It's like we're at a museum. Who is this?
That's your abuelo, Don Severo Calderon. He died shortly after you were born. They say his dying wish was to see his legacy live on. And when he saw you, he knew he could rest in peace. And now, you and I will continue to fulfill his wish by filling this house with even more Calderons. Oh, let me see your ring, mi amorcito. Oh, how I love to see it perched upon your delicate hand, which is soft like a velvet throw pillow.
My ring?
Don't tell me you lost it in the accident. Oh no, what a shame. We'll have to replace it before the wedding.
The wedding?
Look,
everyone!
Gloria is all right, but she's still a little confused, okay? She has temporary amnesia. That means medically, her memory is wonky. Everyone, wonky, say it with me.
Raul, I really appreciate what you're trying to do, but I think after what happened yesterday, it's best if you leave Gloria in the care of her family.
With all due respect, Luisa, Gloria is not just my girlfriend. She is my fiancé, and soon she'll be my...
Wife, yes, yes, I know. And even when she is your wife, she will still be my daughter. And long after you are dead, she will continue to be my daughter. So, excuse
enough.
Me if I...
We have enough to worry about without these pointless family squabbles. There must be 100 photographers and journalists out there ready to take advantage of any wrong step we might take. So, enough. Gloria, how are you feeling?
I don't know. This is a lot to take in. Are you my father?
Dios mío. Are we reenacting Star Wars? Of course I'm your father.
I told you she's still out of it because of the amnesia. I'll have to take her to see Dr. Hidalgo to get her checked out. Gloria, this is your father, Esteban, and your mother, Luisa.
Gloria, you must remember me.
Of course. Mom. And what about her? Is she my sister?
Your sister? Oh, God. No, of course not. No, Estrella is our maid.
That's right. My name is Estrella. Señorita Gloria, I work for you.
Oh, nice to meet you, Estrella. I mean, it's good to see you again.
She seems to have lost her memory and her personality. The last time you saw Estrella, you threw your dirty clothes at her face because she didn't fold your socks correctly.
Oh, my goodness, Estrella, is that true? I'm so sorry.
Well, it was technically my fault. You said the folded one didn't spark joy. You had just watched that Marie Kondo show, and I told you about all them shows on Netflix, but you don't listen to me.
Estrella, less talking, more dusting. Mi pobre niña. Come here. Bing, 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 bing. Dame un abrazo. Come hug your mommy.
Maria del Carmen finally had her very own fairy tale. A family, an enormous house with all the world's luxuries, and even a Prince Charming, as hot as he is corny. But there, in Luisa's arms, she started feeling dizzy. She remembered all this was all a lie. Luisa's sweet, loving embrace wasn't meant for her. It was stolen. Stolen from a dead girl. A beautiful, charismatic, and very, very stylish dead girl. Me. And no one else but her knew the truth. That I, the true Gloria, was dead. Perdón. I need to go to the bathroom.
Come with me. I'll take you to your room, Señorita Gloria.
Thank you, Estrella. I'll be right there.
Raúl. Hang on a second. I don't think it's a good idea for you to take her to the doctor right now. Nobody needs to see her like this. We don't want another scandal on our hands. I have a very important business meeting with your father and the mayor, and you don't need any bad press before then, you know? And I'm going to call the doctors and have them come here so they can do all their tests in absolute privacy. Raul, I'll leave you in charge of Gloria.
Sí, Señor Calderón.
Soon you'll be my son-in-law. Call me Esteban.
Okay, papi.
Don't call me papi.
Esteban? Papi Esteban.
No papi for you.
I'm so nervous. I need a shower. Gloria, are you sure you don't want some company?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, well, I'll be right outside your door in case you need anything, my precious princess.
Ugh, is this what it's like having a boyfriend? So clingy. Okay. Ay, Dios, what am I going to do? I can't keep lying to these people. It's not fair to them to not know the truth. The real Gloria is dead. I'm an imposter, pero Dios, why do we look so alike? The only reason I know this photo isn't of me is because I know for a fact I've never been in a hot air balloon. God, could this be my real family? Could this be my sister? Dios, what should I do? Send me a sign. Anything. Wow, that was quick.
Señorita Gloria, I brought you some tea.
Sí, por favor, come in.
Can Raúl also come in?
No! Raúl, no.
I miss you!
I brought you your favorite cookies, too. The ones with the marmalade center.
Muchísimas gracias, Estrella. And please, forgive me for the way I treated you in the past.
Bueno, I really appreciate it, but there's really no need for you to apologize. I work for you. You always remind me of that. But if you'll allow me, I was wondering if I could give you a suggestion. It might help you with your memory.
Oh, of course. Please, Estrella.
Well, I thought reading your diary would help you feel more like yourself.
Yes! The diary is a fantastic idea. And if I were to look for this diary, it would be in a very secret place, which, you know, I know of. But I don't know if maybe you also know of.
It's right there on your nightstand. It's the big one that says Gloria's Diary in all caps. Bueno, I'll leave you to it.
Dear Diary, today was fine. Raúl and I had lunch with Maluma and Azana. What even are those names? Wait, what are these letters? Dear Gloria, I hope you're doing well and are still receiving my letters. I can't even imagine how many have failed to reach your hands, but if you're reading this, then you need to know that your entire life has been a lie. Are you kidding me? Uh-oh, sis. Looks like there's trouble in paradise.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Serkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman. And by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Andy Bustillos, Raul Esparza, Gina Torres, X Mayo, and Yvonne Cole. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.